peculiar things, and a lot of people have seen him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sure.
And, so you begin to wonder whether maybe...
Yes, sir. What, that's right.
Whether it's wise to laugh at those things or not.
Well, it might be something right, right. Of course, now I'm going to tell you, I believe more in them things now than I read a little bit in the Bible, because I can't tell just where at right now. But anyway, about these here things, all them things are supposed to be seen. They're going to be seen. All that there, lights and push one thing and another, and the elements and all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I'm going to tell you about it like this. It's like before the end of the time. Of course, I don't know when the end of time will be yet. But a lot of these here signs that you see, it spoke about they would be. I don't know how you can manage them, what they're going to bring about. But that there's something.
Signs of
yes, right, something. Right, yes. Mm-hmm. Sir.
Well, they seem to be around, so must be something to them.
Right,
too many
right.
People have seen them.
Sure. Yes, sir. That is right.
When you were a boy and you go into town, I'd like to know more about that. Would you describe the different places you'd go and what you do? When somebody would go to town, would you describe that, please?
Yes, sir, the man. We out in the country that way, and all. We'd get in the wagon and go to town. We'd get up full day. We'd feed them horses, get up in that wagon full day. We'd get up there, be up there by daylight. We'd get to walking around trading and hunting shoes and cheap shoes to put on the children and everything, and all. And most of the time, my dad and them would drive up in the wagon and hitch the team, and of course, that was here at Oxford. That's why they call it. And in the team and hitch it to a chain around the courthouse. It used to be a chain that's drive up and hitch to that. Well, we children stay in the wagon, and they'd maybe bring us a apple or orange or something up to the wagon, get us some water out there. Water tank around there and drink it. Well, man, we just happy staying there. They'd get around and get us some shoes and stuff with clothes and all, and bring them, put them in the wagon.
Now, what kind of places would you have at Oxford in those days? Would you remember the different places of business?
Yes, sir. One place around here, Mr. Johnny. Oh, he had a big store yonder. And so he'd sell this little everything, clothes, shoes, something eating, everything in that store there, And wait now, what that man over yonder name? Mr. Sam. He had a store there. Mr. Joe. He had a big store. And the over here, they had a big store there.
These sold mostly clothes?
Well, everything, They ever had everything in them big store. There's a big store, and they had this little everything. They can dry goods, grocery, and hardware, and all such of that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Me and my dad and them, they called this big place. And you see this big place right down here, this antique place here? Yeah.
This side of the courthouse?
Right. This new place here, where the eating place now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the grandson, Mr. Johnny.
Oh, is that right?
I look at it and think about it. It used to be a gin there. Woo, that's where we brought our cotton gin from way out in the country, on the wagons. Of course, that was up, I don't know just what years that was in, but several years ago. Because they used to have, I'll be going way back too far. Back yonder they had old wagons, back old gins, back yonder they hooked mule to it, back yonder. It used to be way back yonder when I was a boy then, But way after a while they moved it on up and then they had this big gin here. It's in Oxford here, these here big stores and all.